Orange County was fully prepared for this incident. Our emergency operations center stayed open throughout the night. They continue to be in operation this morning. We are expecting another 1 to 3 inches of snow this afternoon. Because of that, we are reminding people to stay off the roads. It is obviously not safe to be out there. We know a lot of people have abandoned their vehicles, so we are recommending that if you're trying to get out to retrieve your vehicle, that if you have any issues, you need to report to the local police as opposed to calling 911. So if your car is near Carrboro, call the Carrboro PD, but don't call 911 as they're flooded with calls for emergencies. We want to keep the 911 system open. If cars are abandoned on the interstate, then folks need to call the highway patrol if they need assistance there. We did not need to open any shelters, and the emergency services phone bank information line is still open, and you guys did a really great job. We appreciate you putting that number out yesterday throughout the evening, which is 919-245-6111. We only had one person who was found on I-85 last night as they were doing wellness checks, and then they went back through and found one person who had run out of fuel. So he was transported to the hospital in good condition. And other than that, power outages have not been reported for Orange County, as you were just saying earlier. So considering how fast that snow came through, I think we came through very well.
You know, you're talking about these first responders and others who are out there on behalf of Orange County and our local municipalities trying to do their best to make sure that we're all safe. Another reason for staying off the roads is not to make their lives more difficult, not to give them more to do. They're out there trying to keep us safe, and the least we can do as regular citizens, if possible, is just to stay inside and not get out there and make the situation worse.
Absolutely. And when people are on the roads, it does make it difficult for those emergency vehicles to get through. And initially, people trying to get home yesterday, there was a lot of gridlock. So that's why we urge people to get home as quickly as they can and then stay put once they're home.